who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside hour four tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The New Jersey Transit is the absolute worst.
It is a live drop.
They told me Drag A. So I went to Drag A.
I hate that song. Live Drop Friday.
The Mets are the worst team I've ever seen.
I'm not on Snap Face or Instant.
There's no way in hell they're winning tomorrow.
That's not a live drop. That's not a live. You got to. You got.
That's
you
your
can't
brother
just,
Frank. Your twin
no,
brother.
No, you can't just listen. It's got to be a real drop. It can't just be something you want to make up and say.
Oh, if it's
you
family, ruining, we can quote them.
Stern, you are ruining the sanctity of this Live Drop Friday. Okay, this is the sanctity of Live Drop Friday.
We got the word sanctity back in. It's one of my favorite words. In the
when he does that, you call this red phone and it rings in my office. Okay, and then I'm going to make sure I come down here. You got to make sure the sanctity of Live Drop Friday is not ruined by your just off the cuff glib comments and lines you want to say about the Mets.
One of the greatest actors of our generation reduced to. I mean, you got to pay the bills, man. Those phone ads were painful to watch, though. Very sad.
Well, that happens. Yeah. Now, speaking of the Final Four, it's a big Final Four stuff coming up over here in the next few minutes. The game with Caitlin Clark, we spent a lot of time on it last hour. Dawn Staley playing the role of Sam Mitchell. I'm not going to guard Caitlin Clark with a couple of players. Going to single guard her and watch her score 41.
It's a bold strategy, win. Cotton.
Oof, man, that was something. The Final Four, now we get into this. This weekend is going to really be something because you have the Final Four where people are just learning about a lot of these schools and how good they are into the Final Four, into the day tomorrow. Then we have the women's game, and then we have the national championship game. It is going to be some kind of weekend of college basketball. I'm telling you, the women's championship game, because you are talking about Caitlin Clark, who is the biggest star in sports right now, not just basketball, not just women's basketball, but she's the biggest star in sports against Kim Mulkey, who is the biggest villain in college basketball, who was the most polarizing person. She's like her and Gino Auriemma, you know, they make their bones being polarizing, and I get it. It's going to be some kind of tune-in on Sunday. It'll be the most watched women's college basketball game of all time. It's gonna be that kind of moment where, yes, we have to see this. We have to see how this turns out, because you have an unbelievable player and a head coach who's going to come in with the fashion like she likes to come in. Always, hey, she wants people to see how she dresses and how she coaches and all this. She is a big look-at-me coach, and she is very polarizing, and everybody's going to be on board for watching the showdown.
Buddy, this is the best undercard you could possibly get for WrestleMania Night 2.
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
Because you got, you get another women's title match.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, this is.
Asuka and I get Bianca Belair later on in the night, but I get that as one of the early matches. Let's go.
Yeah, and, you know, no, this is getting into like Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch. I mean, it's getting into that. But one of the big things in college basketball this weekend is with these four teams, and it's like what is the big takeaway from this year going to be in college basketball? And we have a Final Four where, look, let's be honest, nobody really knows a lot of the players, are unfamiliar with the teams, right? Florida Atlantic and UConn, you know a little bit. People remember Danny Hurley. I remember Danny Hurley when he was hoisting up bad threes for Seton Hall and Miami and Jim Larrañaga. And I love Jim Larrañaga. I want him to win because I can squint and he looks like Boeheim on the sideline. And I can think like, oh, we're in the Final Four. It's awesome. I love Jim Larrañaga. And you have San Diego State, who's been a really good program for the last few years. But people don't know these schools. But the big takeaway is going to be something that Jim Larrañaga actually alluded to a couple days ago. He did an interview, and he was so happy being where he is. And he was such a good dude. I have a really good Jim Larrañaga story, actually. And he's such a good dude. And he said, hey, this has been so much fun. Hey, why don't we update the tournament? Why don't we get to 96 teams? And that's going to be the legacy of this Final Four. Because seeing Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, UConn, Miami, what you're seeing this year is anybody in the tournament can get to the Final Four. Anybody can. There's no, well, six, no, 16s are beat. We had two 16s beat ones this year, right? We had never seen it in the history of college basketball. Now, in the last 4 years, we've seen it three times, right? Everything has changed. The Blue Bloods aren't automatically going to make it deep into the tournament anymore. The one-and-dones, if you're not right with some of the one-and-dones you get, you're going to have a down year if you're a Blue Blood program, because people aren't going to Kentucky and staying for 3 years. People aren't going to Duke and staying. They're still going for 1 year. So the chance you have of getting those recruits right is great, but you could also get them wrong. So that era of the Blue Bloods being, hey, Duke is still going to make the Final Four every other year, and so is Kansas, so is North Carolina. It's not going to happen. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to make it. You're still going to see Duke and Kansas and final, you know, going to the Final Four, but it's not going to be like it was. College basketball has changed forever because of this, and now the talent is so spread out, and you're seeing it in the tournament. You're seeing mid-majors upset big-time number one seeds. You're seeing small schools upset schools that are seeded number one overall. So the big argument's going to be, all right, are there teams like Florida Atlantic and San Diego State and Miami that could have gotten into the NCAA tournament and didn't? Yeah, right? I mean, because, look, you can tell me all you want about it. San Diego State is real. Look, how good were they in their conference, and Florida Atlantic? Yeah, you're still talking about schools that don't play the schedules that Power 5 conferences do, right? Forever, all you tell me about, any mid-major can win. I get it. They can win a game. But is it really fair that a team goes through a Power 5-type schedule and they don't have as great a record, and a team with a mid-major schedule that doesn't play as good teams, they get the benefit of the doubt? It's not right. It's like the team wins the World Series of Major League Baseball and they have to play one game against the team that won the AAA International League. Is that really fair? Because a AAA team can win a game, can't they? You have a pitcher throwing pretty good. That could happen. Okay, yeah, but is that really fair? Because AAA, we're playing AAA all year long? It's not. So now that you have blurred the line so much between teams that, and anybody can get to the Final Four, now you're talking about leaving out a lot of teams, because there are teams that you could say, well, so-and-so didn't get in the tournament, but boy, the fact that we let them in, I don't know about that. So just by that alone, and there's going to be teams, because now there's going to be a big voice cry for the Power Five teams that didn't get in, that say, hey, we should have been able to get in, and some other mid-major teams that say, why can't we get in? And you're going to see sometime in the next 2 or 3 years the tournament get pushed out to 96 teams. And there's going to have to be some kind of thing done in the regular season to make it to make the regular season worth something when you're letting 96 teams in. But you're going to get that because it's more money. It's more eyeballs. You're going to have four nights, Tuesday through Friday, in the NCAA tournament of 16 games. If that's great on Thursday and Friday, how much better would it be if that was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? It would be awesome. People would take week vacations just to watch the NCAA tournament. And it's fairer to let more of these teams in. So, yeah, I get it. And we've had this push before to expand the tournament, and there's been a little bit more momentum, but clearly there hasn't been enough. But now there's going to be nobody that says, yeah, I can stand against this, especially when you look at the money that college basketball can reap on this, and when they understand that, well, the big-time stars might not be coming back. We get some of them for a year. We just watched Caitlin Clark now become the biggest star on the women's side. She's been in the game now for a couple of years, player of the year. She can come back again. We don't have that anymore. How do we combat that? Let's put more teams in the tournament. We are just 2 or 3 years away from a 96-team tournament, and it's because of this Final Four in this year's tournament that we're going to get it.
Yeah, I think part of it is just the evaluation of where you're at in the landscape. As the NCAA as an entity has less and less a hold on the players and where the game is going, now it's the, all right, let's grab wherever we can for positive press and still exert some level of influence. And part of that is, you know, taking credit for the game's expansion, growth, and funneling as much money into things as you can, which means you expand the groupings, you expand the brackets, 96 or whatever the hell you want it to be as a final number, because you do have a number of teams that the resumes are very much the same. You got a team like FAU that they got seeded where they did, not because there were questions of the players played in a conference that they got pushed to the side. I was like, all right, we don't know how good they are. No, they dominated, right? And they put up, played a big pace, and they play some solid D when it needs to get hunkered down. But when it's all said and done, they're an unknown quantity. So they come in, and now they're on social media wherever they can. We are not Cinderella. We are not blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, that narrative hasn't changed yet. So for this tournament, you still are. A couple of years from now, maybe that's different. The landscape of transfers, the grad transfers, all of those, the NIL and how it all changes the way this game is played, yeah, with it becomes a different evaluation process and more opportunities to get players in front of a viewing audience through all the streaming partners that you have, etc. However they're digesting the content, it's good for the game to have more people in the one and done. I mean, that the urgency to it is what's great. Can you do that for the 35 games they play heading into conference tournaments in the NCAA tournament? Very little, right? You got one or two games that pop out on the schedule, maybe a non-conference, maybe your in-state rival or whoever the big dog is that you're trying to topple. Otherwise, it goes into relative obscurity, except in that small part of the country or city where the team is playing. So, yeah, this is good for everybody, and chaos ensues.
And you know what I like is that the old argument that, well, you water down the tournament. Okay, you realize this is a tournament that lets 68 teams in already, right? It's not like we let in 10 teams and we want to move it. It's like, well, you water down the tournament. It's been 64 and 68 teams. What do you mean we're watering down the tournament? What are you talking about?
You are expanding it by you're adding another 32 teams. I mean, that's, do the math.
I mean, I fail to see it. It's like the NFL saying, okay, we go from 10 teams in the playoffs and now we're letting in, 18 teams. And it's like, well, if you have 18 teams, let's let in 25. It's, you're watering down the playoffs. You're already letting in 18 teams in the NFL. You're letting in 18 teams. Do you really going to do that? You're really going to say 25 is not enough? I mean, the whole resistance to this is now going to realize that now you're trying to throw a pebble in the ocean, and there's going to be a big a bigger bounce back for, yeah, let's expand the tournament because we can see there's good things there for everybody. There's more teams getting in.
Not Syracuse.
And you have coaches. No, and you have coaches that are going to, you know what? Coaches are going to say, yeah, you know why? Because how much easier is it for a coach to say, you know, yeah, we've only come in, you know, sixth in the conference the last few years, but we've made the tournament the last 5 years. I get to keep my job. I think about that for a second. Coaches are going to want it. They're going to want more teams in because they're going to get to keep their jobs more, right? You have a guy that coaches and hey, they finished seventh in the ACC or in the Big Ten, and it's you know, boy, those couple of years they would have gotten in if it was more teams in. Well, guess what? That coach gets to keep his job. Well, you got us in the tournament, so okay, so we want you to get in the tournament, so you get to keep your job. But with only 64-68 teams, you're at the 6-7, you're at the cut line. We haven't made the tournament in 3 years. We're making a change. So all the coaches are going to want it. All the players are going to want it because they have more chances to get in the NCAA tournament and play on national TV and get noticed. Really, it's one of those things where there's not going to be any argument against it, especially this year when you can't say that teams, the upper level teams and all the blue bloods, they're not all coming back. They're not going to save the NCAA with ratings. We're not going to get Duke North Carolina on a Monday night for national championship. Those days are just gone, and they're not coming back. So if they would come back, it'd be different, but they're not coming back.
But the other part of it, Jason, even to talk about the quote-unquote blue bloods, which you would put UConn in, right? You would have to, by definition of the multiple titles and some of the huge runs they had with Calhoun for those years, that you know they would qualify. But to the larger scale is we don't have the big-name villains. So even that isn't there. Yeah, you're always going to think about those schools, and certain people are going to hate Syracuse, for instance, or Duke, or go back to Carolina, whatever the case may be. You got tired of seeing them like the Warriors the last few years of the NBA, LeBron, Brady, whatever the case may be, and your sensibilities about stuff. But you don't have that central figure, which is what college basketball has been. It's the age where we're starting to look at players a little differently. Not that we didn't always celebrate them, but your biggest stars are not necessarily the coaches anymore. And that's, I think, to some degree, a refreshing and great change. Right, that it's not that 5 to 10 guys that have been synonymous with the sport, and now they're all get off my lawn guys. Like, you know what? You could go sit on the lawn. We're going to play over here.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. 96 teams, book it. It's happening.
You still ain't getting in.
Coming up next, I'll tell that big Jim Larrañaga story. It's one of my most favorite stories of all time. Plus, boy, do we have a hot take revolving around the NBA tonight coming your way. It's like it's Hot Take Friday. Keep it right here. This is Fox.
Tell Alan.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. and I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeez, Alex, what the hell is this?
I don't know, man. Apparently people listen to this.
When you say people, you mean no one?
5-second dance party.
Look out for the chainsaw.
Right, people who like the Mets, Jets.
Oh, losers.
Wait, everybody, shut up, shut up, shut up. The phone's ringing. The phone's ringing.
We'll have him back by 8.
I hate this song.
It's Friday.
You know, anytime you hear Roll with the Changes, it means Cabin in the Woods is on TV.
Oh,
Jason,
nice.
I really wish it was the mermaids over the zombies.
I really wish it was a merman. I wish it would have been cooler with a merman. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Hartman, and TJ. If you're tired of the same old story, keep it here on Fox Sports Radio. TJ, did you see who they bet on? They're never going to win. All right. A big night in college basketball. We watched Caitlin Clark single-handedly shoot the Iowa Hawkeyes into the championship game against Kim Mulkey and LSU. Outstanding. And before we get into more celebration of the Final Four and things you need to know for the games this weekend, I got to tell you my Jim Larrañaga story.
Oh, right? Okay, good.
Just in case they lose. Because I'm rooting for Florida Atlantic Miami in the national championship because it sounds
I'm there with you.
It sounds like week one of college football. Like, you know, Miami hosting Florida Atlantic, they're a 21-point favorite over FAU. It's a September 3rd college football game. So I'm rooting for that. But this is how cool Jim Larrañaga is, okay? So, you know, I've said this many times. One of my jobs when I was at ESPN was I got to go to the ESPYs and I worked the red carpet. And I interviewed everybody who came on the red carpet for the ESPYs. So this is 2006 ESPYs, which is the, you know, the July of that of 2006. So George Mason was the big breakthrough team that year. They made it all the way to the Final Four. They had a bunch of upsets. They beat UConn. And Jim Larrañaga became a household name because he was the coach of George Mason. And they were nominated for best team or best, you know, whatever crazy ass story, you know, they have here. How do we honor this team? Let's put them in a best upset category. Great, great. We'll do that. So Jim Larrañaga comes and, you know, it's really hot on the red carpet. So, but I have to be out there at 3:30. And because it's the red carpet's 3:30 to 5:30.
Did you have hair at this point?
No. I didn't have hair.
Okay. It helps inform when, you know, the chaos that can ensue there on the red carpet.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, it's so hot because it's the middle of the summer and the red carpet is really hot. But I got to be out there at 3:30 because you never know who's going to walk in, right? So I'm out there, and one of the first people through was Jim Larrañaga, most likely because it was his first time at the ESPYs, didn't know, said, okay, red carpet is 3:30. I'm showing up at 3:30. So Jim Larrañaga's on. He talks to a couple of people, but I could already tell, like, Entertainment Tonight. I go, they're not going to talk to him. But we'll talk to him, but I'll talk to him because, obviously, I'm ESPN. I'm sports, right? So Jim Larrañaga comes over, and I said, hey, Jim. I turn on. We start talking. Hey, how you doing? Jason Smith, ESPN, how you doing? Great to meet you. Congratulations. How do you feel being on the red carpet? And he says, I've never really been on the red carpet before. This is, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. I said, well, first thing, who are you wearing? And he goes, what? And I said, who are you wearing? He goes, I don't know. Who am I wearing? I go, yeah, that's a big question on the red carpet. You always get asked, and stars get asked who they're wearing, and you say the name of your designer. He goes, Who made the suit, Jim?
Yeah.
So I said, you know, it doesn't matter, Jim. We'll skip over that, and we laugh, and we do an interview. And you talk to these people, to the people on the red carpet for about, like, 2 minutes. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. like 90 seconds, 2 minutes, and they move on. So I said to Jim Larranaga, thanks. And he was fun. He talked about being nominated and what it was like. And he was a really good guest. So he leaves. He goes up the red carpet to finish his interview and all the interviews and the other people going up. And now more people are coming on the red carpet. And like 15 minutes have gone by since I talked to Jim Larranaga. And so I'm thinking, you know, because everybody goes up, they finish the red carpet, and they go into the ESPYs. And I notice he's standing about 15 feet from me, and he's trying to get my attention. And I'm like... And I go, hey, I go, oh, my God, what did I say? I'm thinking I asked him something I shouldn't ask him. I said something. I'm like, I don't know what
he
I did.
He responded
what I did.
With something right? somebody caught. And
right. Hey, I heard you say this about
Clean
me.
This back up.
You're that Jason Smith. I remember what you said. You said Syracuse should have beat us. Right? So he's trying to get my attention, but I'm doing an interview with somebody, and I just give him like a wait 1 second. He says, yeah, sure. Nice dude. Nice guy, right? He sits there. He waits. I finish whoever I was interviewing, and he walks over. And he goes, hey. And I said, hey, coach, how you doing? He goes, hey, Hugo Boss. I said, what? He goes, I'm wearing Hugo Boss. I said, oh, thanks. He goes, yeah, I asked my wife. I said, what suit am I wearing? And my wife said, she picked out my Hugo Boss suit. So he's wearing a Hugo Boss suit. And he came back to tell me on the red carpet, like, hey, I got to make sure I tell. The guy asked me who I was wearing. So I got to say Hugo Boss. So he came back to tell me Hugo Boss. How cool was that?
Well, you know what? He liked that you cared.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Yeah, that was
you included him in the entertainment shenanigans.
Oh, see, I hope they win just so he can come on the show. We get him after the national championship game, and I can tell him that story. You know, we met 17 years ago on the red carpet. You told me where you came back to me to tell me you were wearing Hugo Boss. And just we came
That's
back
pretty sweet.
Hugo Boss is what I'm doing. Just Hugo Boss is what we're doing. Just want to let you know. Twitter at @AlbataFresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Hey, happy Friday. And since we are getting set for the Final Four, Mike and I are going to give you our picks of who we think are going to be playing for the national title on Monday, coming up in a couple of minutes. But let's continue to make sure that you know everything you need to know about these Final Four schools. Let's play Know Your Final Four one more time.
Let's go.
The answers to every question I'm going to ask is one of the schools in the Final Four. Nobody knows a lot about the history of FAU and San Diego State. You got UConn and Miami. So I ask the question, and you try to get it right. Playing as myself, Mike Harmon, Steve DeSager, Justin Frostberg, Yay. Alex Teichert. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
College insider to you.
Actor Tony Todd, most well known as the Candyman.
Todd.
And Dan Loria, most well known as Kevin Arnold's dad in Wonder Years.
I just saw an episode of SVU where he was a basketball coach. See how
Any
it all ties together?
To Sweeney Todd?
No, not the demon barber of Fleet Street, no.
Dan Loria played Vince Lombardi on stage.
Yeah, he did.
That's right. They both attended what school? What Final Four school did Tony Todd and Dan Loria both attend?
Saw Dan Loria in a McDonald's once.
Did you?
I'll say UConn.
What did he order at McDonald's? Did he have a Big Mac my way?
I believe it was Happy Meal because it looked like he was with a grandson.
Oh, that's good. Okay. I dig that.
Probably ordered it for himself and just got away with it.
Stole it, sure. Right,
yeah.
Yeah.
Way to go, Dan Loria.
Give your countenance Steve. And the everyman actor that he's become, I will go UConn as well.
Okay.
So if Steve saw him in a McDonald's at UConn, I'm going UConn.
No, in L.A. It was already famous.
If Steve saw him in UConn.
I saw him at McDonald's at the University of
at the Student Union Center, yeah.
Don't you know me? I share the screen with Winnie Cooper. Yeah. You give me that Big Mac meal. Oh, Teichert, what do you got?
So this one's a fun one, Jay. This is SD.
Oh, okay. All right. It's San Diego State. So it's San Diego State.
Okay, well, San Diego State.
University of San Diego is different.
Go Aztecs, dudes. All right.
Tony Todd and Dan Loria both attended the University of Connecticut.
All right.
Very good.
Nice.
Very good. Maybe it was a McDonald's on the UConn campus.
That's what I was rolling with.
All right. What school plays in a rivalry football game in which the winning team is awarded the Old Oil Can Trophy?
Ooh.
Who plays in a rivalry football game? The winning team is awarded the Old Oil Can Trophy.
That sounds like a Big Ten kind of trophy right there.
Dennis Boyd is not involved in this, just to let you know. Dennis Boyd is not involved.
I know of no such thing with San Diego State, just for the record.
Okay.
Miami, I'll with a question mark, he says. I'll guess
that's Miami. A lot of Miami?
Does FAU Miami? Have a rival? No. I'll go with Steve. I'll piggyback that.
Come on, Jason. I thought this game was supposed to be hard.
Wow.
Give me San Diego State, baby.
Wow.
I'm staying strong, San Diego State.
Oh, you're just copying off of Frostburg.
Absolutely.
Frostburg and Teichert are correct.
I know how to do this in high school. You look to left or right and pick one.
Very nice.
Against who?
I knew you were going to maybe do that. Hang on. Old Oil Can Trophy, San Diego State. They play Fresno State.
Okay.
That is Fresno State. There you go.
What is Derek Carr?
That's Akbar Bajamila against Eddie Garcia. That's what that is.
That's right.
All right. I applied to this school to go to college, only to have my mom tell me I am never paying for you to go there.
Syracuse.
What school in the Final Four
yes!
did I want to apply to, only to have my mom tell me I am never paying for you to go to school there?
It's absolutely UConn.
Yeah, expensive school.
I believe Miami's a private school, so I'll guess Miami.
Okay. Teichert?
Hi.
Hi.
Did you guess?
I guess I can guess here, and
he
I'm going to go with UConn.
The band. They were off, not playing for a moment.
Although I could see your mom saying she's not letting you go to South Florida. So, yeah, I'll change it to Miami.
No, you're a UConn guy.
Wanted to apply to that school. I said, I really want to go there. Good communications program. And she said, I am never going to pay for you to go there to drop out and live on the beach after 2 months. And I said, don't you trust me? She goes, no, you're going to drop out and be on the beach and I'll never find you. Would not allow me to apply to the University of Miami.
Jason, they have a beach at UConn?
I never.
Wow.
I was so excited to apply to Miami. I was like, yeah, Coral Gables, man.
Too bad for you because they don't have a communications department at Syracuse.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Never heard of them.
I was like, oh, come on, really?
So, Jason, did you still get a Huskies jersey or what?
No, I did not.
Where is this beach located in Connecticut?
I did not apply to UConn. I did not apply there.
They rejected you, huh?
I did not apply to UConn.
Why are you so mad?
What school has an organized football tailgating area called the Rat's Mouth?
I don't know, but I want to go there this fall.
Organized area to tailgate during the football season, and it's called the Rat's Mouth.
I have no
idea. How did you find this?
Dude, come on. I've been waiting to do this quiz all week, man. Come on. This is great.
Wow. Okay, I'll say FAU.
Yeah, it's got to be FAU.
Owls eat rats.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
That's a Florida thing, baby.
Wow, that's you know what? I like that logic, Steve.
Yeah. Hey, May as well.
Steve DeSager going full ornithology to try to get this one right.
I wish you said a New York college. I would have went New York for rats.
There's a lot of old rats in Boca.
Or maybe they're just remembering Lane Kiffin. Maybe that's why they call it the Rats.
I'll jump on the bus. I'm with them.
A lot of old rats in Boca.
The Rat's Mouth. You can tailgate there if you go to a Florida Atlantic football game.
Very good.
Very good. What school originally opened with the purpose to educate local women to become elementary school teachers? What school originally opened with the purpose to educate local women to become elementary school teachers?
UConn.
San Diego.
I'll guess private, so I'll guess Miami.
Sounds like everybody did a different answer, huh?
We did.
Yeah.
So what's the last one?
We're all clueless.
Again, Teichert not knowing who all the schools in the Final Four are.
Okay, it's LSU, Iowa.
I want to go to the one nobody picked.
And the Lakers.
I'll go Lakers.
The Lakers. That is San Diego State.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like 100 years ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when it first opened.
Okay.
Like when it first opened, it did that, yeah.
Jason, I got one. Can I go?
Do you have really?
Yeah, can I do this?
Sure.
I prepared for this. You ready?
You prepared for it. Go ahead.
All right, this took about an hour. Steve, stop looking at me. Hold on. All right, Jason. So, which school did Jason apply to and was rejected instantly?
Every school.
All of the rest?
No, it was a UConn. I just told you guys this.
What is every school?
You can go.
Just to let you know, oh, by the way.
I applied to four schools and got in all of them.
No, you didn't.
I was 100%.
Elementary
yes.
doesn't count.
No, I applied to Syracuse.
The school
Ithaca,
of McDonald's?
Ithaca, NYU, and SUNY Buffalo.
And those are my four schools. Ronald Reagan, the Ronald McDonald House.
Ronald Reagan. I went to Ronald Reagan College right there. No, I went 4 for 4, man.
Colleges were looking for people to go.
You know, I said to myself when I was – I said, I do not want to go where it's cold. I hate the cold. I'm done. Where did I apply? NYU, Syracuse, Buffalo, and Ithaca. I'm like
– all schools with charities.
Nice. I'm a lunatic, man. Seriously.
Then you still vacation in Detroit, just to remind you of old times.
Old habits die
old
hard,
weather.
Steve.
All right, last one. We ready? Last one.
Oh, I don't know if we have time.
What school has seen John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., and the Dalai Lama?
Lama? It's the llama.
The Dalai Lama. No, because that's in the movie. The Dalai Lama himself.
Well,
JFK, Gungana. MLK, and the Dalai Lama address the school as speakers.
Well, you know, JFK famously spoke at Harvard, of all places. Didn't he go there?
Not in the Final Four. Not in the Final Four.
But wouldn't he, like, stick it to Yale by speaking at UConn and not Yale?
I'm going to stick it to you, Yale. I'm going to go talk at UConn. I'm going to go talk to the University of Hartford. Suck it.
Hey, that's right. As Kennedy himself once said, life is unfair.
I'm going to go talk to Southern Connecticut State University.
I like that.
And then I'm going to go talk to Quinnipiac and then Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute.
I'm going to hit
the whole state.
I'm going to go Miami. Be different.
Jason, this is easy. It's the team that won tonight, Iowa.
Oh, the correct answer. Frostburg?
San Diego.
San Diego State. Yes, there you go.
That's Dr. Rich.
When all else fails, go San Diego, it seems.
Know your Final Four teams. There you go, right now.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I want to have a gun, blow hot dogs into the stand.
Time now for the play of the night, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Well, it was all limp and dangly.
Damian Lillard's been shut down for the season. Yes, it is Live Drop Friday. Don't forget. So, hey, someone's got to start hitting shots to the logo, right? Well, when you score 41 and the biggest star on the planet goes for a night like she had tonight, Caitlin Clark, you get to be the play of the night.
64-62, Iowa deep three. Caitlin Clark, top of the key. Oh, she hit it again. You got to be kidding me. Clark from way outside with a hand in her face. It doesn't matter. Clark's got 31.
Ryan Radke on Westwood One Radio Network on the call. An unreal night for Caitlin Clark. Just, really, she's having a moment. She's the biggest star on the planet right now, and it's awesome to watch. When I look at the national title game on Sunday, and look, every part of me wants to pick Iowa to finish the job. Every part of me does. But two things stand out to me. Here's a game Friday night where she does absolutely everything. Is she really going to have enough left to do it all again by herself against the best team left standing just, 36 hours later? I don't know. That's going to be really difficult. Iowa's going to need somebody else to come through. So you're going to have that. You're going to get that, hey, are we going to be as up as we need to be, or are we going to be a little flat? And plus, Kim Mulkey's a pretty good head coach. I got a feeling she's going to watch the tape of this game and go, I'm not going to Dawn Staley this thing. I'm going to make sure somebody else besides Caitlin Clark is going to beat us. I'm not going to Sam Mitchell it, single guard Kobe Bryant on his way to 81 points, which is what Dawn Staley did tonight with no adjustments, allowing Caitlin Clark to take shot after shot and get inbounds passes in the final minute where she's not really challenged. Dawn Staley, this was a horrendous clutch coaching job. Kim Mulkey's not going to do that. They're going to be very physical. They're going to find a way. And look, Angel Reese is a really good player too, and she was getting a lot of attention too. Give me LSU to win the game. It's everybody wants Iowa, but I think it's going to be LSU.
Iowa, 1.5-point favorite. I'm going to go with the Hawkeyes. Clark will have her points, but this is where that front line's going to shine, able to handle things defensively. Yeah, they gave up a lot of rebounds. You know what, though? Not a lot of conversions there down low for South Carolina. Look for the rest of that starting lineup to rise up.
Mm. All right, now let's get to the games tomorrow. UConn and Miami. Give me UConn. They're too low. I want Miami to win. I love Jim Larrañaga, but UConn is too loaded. Miami doesn't have a lot of depth. You're getting to the end of the tournament. I think it's going to come up UConn on Saturday.
Can you get them in foul trouble? Don't have a lot of depth, but I'm going to take Miami to get the W.
Look at you! San Diego
State. Win over Texas was huge.
And FIU. San Diego State's been really good for a few years. I mean, the fact that they're here, they are now, they have a lot of experienced players. I think the experience gets it done in the white hot lights of the Final Four.
FAU wins another close one. Four games by 19 total points. Let's add another one. All they need to win by is one.
Oh, there you are. We're on opposite sides of every game. Coming up next, Burning Bernie Fratto. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.